From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting, Russians charged.
This indictment serves as a reminder that people are not always who they appear to be on the internet.
United States Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced Friday 13 Russian nationals have been charged in the 2016 presidential election meddling investigation. The indictment alleges the Kremlin-tied company Internet Research Agency engaged in operations to interfere with elections and political processes. The company is believed to have been behind fake social media accounts and other tools to sway the election in favor of U.S. President Donald Trump.
The defendants allegedly conducted what they called information warfare against the United States, with the stated goal of spreading distrust towards the candidates and the political system in general.
The efforts are alleged to have started in 2014. The FBI investigation into Russian election meddling has resulted in charges for several former campaign officials and advisors that worked with President Trump. Following a deadly school shooting in the U.S. state of Florida, the FBI said Friday it did not follow established protocols after receiving concerning tips about the suspect. The FBI said someone with a close relationship to the gunman left information in early January about his desire to kill people. Agency Director Christopher Wray said in a statement he is devoted to getting to the bottom of the matter. Nicholas Cruz is accused of killing 17 people with a semi-automatic rifle on Wednesday. 14 others were injured. President Trump said Friday he will meet with victims of the mass shooting. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa faces tough decisions to reduce the size of its fiscal deficit and stabilize its debt after years of weak growth, President Cyril Ramaphosa said in a State of the Nation address. Ramaphosa also said his government was committed to policy certainty and consistency, in contrast to his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, who resigned this week on the orders of the ruling party. South African lawmakers celebrated on the steps of the country's parliament in Cape Town after hearing the address. Here's ANC lawmaker Lindiwe Sisulu.
I got a sense that he is ingrained in what he was saying. I got a sense that he was determined that we, all of us, are going to make the change, and the change started now.
Opposition parties were divided, with the leader of the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema, saying he was prepared to give the president a new chance. However, the leader of Centrist Democratic Alliance, Mamusi Manmen, said the speech had not delivered what he believed South Africans were looking for. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States and Turkey share the same goals for Syria, defeating the Islamic State group and returning stability to the war-torn country.
What we have agreed is our objectives for Syria are precisely the same. There's no daylight between Turkey and the U.S. objectives. Defeat ISIS, stabilize the country, create stabilization areas so eventually refugees and internally displaced persons can begin to return home.
Tillerson spoke during a joint press conference in Ankara with the Turkish foreign minister following their meeting aimed at easing bilateral relations. Two ethnic armed groups added their signatures to a nationwide ceasefire pact with the Myanmar government, marking Aung San Suu Kyi's first concrete win in a peace process undermined by recurrent conflict and stalled dialogue. Pakistan's decision to deploy troops to Saudi Arabia has sparked domestic criticism. The country is taking sides in the Yemeni conflict in violation of a parliamentary resolution. Critics say the move likely will upset neighboring Iran. Marissa Melton has more.
The Pakistani military announced on Thursday it was sending a contingent of troops on a training and advice mission to Saudi Arabia, in a continuation of ongoing bilateral security cooperation. The statement, however, explained the Pakistani troops, or those already there, will be stationed on the soil of Saudi Arabia. Riyadh and Islamabad have been close allies for decades. The Saudis have been pressing Pakistan for the troop deployment since the outbreak of the Yemen conflict in 2015. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.